Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Clementine, Jules and Lavinia with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, Mayor Tom Tate of the Gold Coast has come under fire for using taxpayer dollars to be a torchbearer in the Winter Olympics in Italy. Critics have questioned how the Gold Coast will benefit from Tate acting as a torchbearer in Milan and have been skeptical about the mayor's intentions to travel overseas. The acting mayor, Mark Hamill, defended Tate's decision, suggesting that it would, quote, pay dividends, end quote, to the city, while Tate himself stressed the importance of cementing relations prior to co-hosting the 2032 Olympic Games. In other news, a Broken Hill artist, Jason MacArthur's art, has exploded in popularity in Japan after J-pop star Fuji Kaze was spotted with one of the Outback artist's bags. MacArthur has since travelled to Tokyo to hold his first international exhibition after previously showing locally in other regional towns. He received an email with a request to purchase one of his Broken Hill tote bags for the first time in 2024. He described the email as seeming odd and presumed it was a scam, until more inquiries arrived in his inbox about the tote bags. Soon he had sold out of the bags, so he ordered 100 more. A day later, those two had all sold out. Unbeknownst to MacArthur, Japanese pop star Fuji Kaze had been spotted in a documentary with one of the Broken Hill artist's designs on a tote bag. Thousands of Kaze's fans turned their attention to the Outback artist living 7,000 kilometres away.
In national news, a comprehensive new report on workplace skin cancer screening in Australia and New Zealand has exposed a significant healthcare blind spot. Whilst 84% of organisations believe skin checkups should be an essential part of their duty of care, 40% have never assessed their workforce's skin cancer risk, and 23% of boards don't understand why UV exposure would be considered a workplace health and safety risk. This comes as a major concern, considering skin cancer remains the most frequently diagnosed cancer across Australia and New Zealand, with both countries consistently reporting the world's highest incidence rates. Furthermore, the 2026 Housing Industry Association, HIA, Small Business Conditions Report was launched today in Canberra, revealing the pressure small businesses within the housing industry are feeling. The survey found 68% of respondents have considered scaling back or closing their business due to red tape and compliance burdens, while almost three quarters do not expect to take on additional staff in the year ahead. These housing businesses are warning that housing supply will continue to fall short of targets unless all tiers of government urgently address rising regulatory costs, planning delays, and workforce shortages. HIA Managing Director Jocelyn Martin asserted, quote, "With the right policy settings, small building businesses will play a central role in delivering more homes faster, but without reform, housing supply will continue to fall short," unquote.
In international news, a would-be thief was caught by police after a herd of llamas cornered the suspect in a field until officers could arrive. It was dark outside when a man was alerted to an intruder on the couple's farmland by animals making a loud alarm call last Monday evening. The crook was fleeing the scene after stealing from a woman in Derbyshire, England, when he attempted to squeeze through a fence onto farmland belonging to Heidi Price and Graham Oliver. But his escape from police officers did not go according to plan, after eight llamas galloped over to him as he was running through the field and surrounded them. Their warning cry alerted Graham, who then discovered that the crime-fighting llamas had made a citizen's arrest. Heidi hinted that the man's demise could have been a lot worse. She said that if he hadn't been caught by the llamas, he might have ventured further into the field and be met by five huge bulls, a much scarier fate. For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It is currently 29 degrees with an expected maximum of 32. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 9, which is in the very high band. That's all for your news at 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.